I'm Seth Andrews, and what you're about to hear is a true story. We must frighten away the giant mountain men. This was the warning once issued by the ancient Chinese. Scientific American has done some great research and writing about this particular chapter in Chinese history. And for this story, we have to go back. We have to go back before the invention of paper in the 2nd century BCE. This is a time when scribes would etch their characters into the rounded surfaces of green bamboo stalks. This was how transactions and messages would be recorded. They were written upon the stalks. But if those bamboo stalks were dried out over a fire, the air pockets that were inside the wood would expand and expand and expand until finally they burst open with a loud crack. Well, it didn't take long before the Chinese learned to weaponize this sound to frighten away their enemies. And this includes the fantastical, legendary Shan Shan, fancifully written about in mythical tales about 10-foot giants who lived in a kingdom near the Taklamakan Desert and rained down terror upon their enemies. Legend says that these lesser tribes couldn't defeat the giants, at least not physically, and so they scared them off with psychological warfare using cracks and fire and noise from the bamboo stalks. These weapons were also useful against evil spirits. We have to frighten away the malevolent ghosts that have come to haunt us. By the 10th century, these concussive bombs were attached to arrows. By the 12th century, they'd become full-blown artillery. That same century would see Arab nations borrow the technology of gunpowder from the Chinese, and then those incendiaries began to proliferate across entire nations. 13th century alchemists tinkered with the formula. Inventors made even more powerful gunpowder for muskets and cannons. And those who mastered this technology were called the Fire Masters. It was the Renaissance of Europe in the 1830s that saw Italians adding a strange new ingredient to these aerial bombs, trace metals, metals that would create color. And if you haven't been on to me all along, certainly you're tracking now, aren't you? The earliest recorded fireworks display took place in Great Britain on the wedding day of Henry VII. That was 1486. France launched its own display for spectators at Versailles. When the Russian Tsar Peter the Great had a newborn son, he celebrated with a five-hour fireworks show. By the late 18th century, these aerial boomers would make their way to the Americas for the first birthday of this nation, July 4, 1777, and George Washington's inauguration in 1789. You know, the English philosopher Roger Bacon had written about fireworks back in the 13th century. I think a lament. He had studied fireworks, and he talked about the, quote, horrible sound which exceeds the roar of sharp thunder. And yet this whole idea of the horrible noise of fireworks just might be the minority opinion. From the National Day of Monaco to Singapore's National Day to Great Britain's Guy Fawkes Night to the Independence Day spectacle on the Hudson in the USA and in homes and cities worldwide, humanity has embraced, and despite some terrible accidents and wildfires, has usually mastered the fire bombs, becoming the fire masters. Masters of these boomers, born of ancient bamboo, placed over crackling fires. The wooden poppers, intended to frighten off enemies and ward off evil spirits. The bombs that evolved from white light to brilliant color and have filled our skies and eyes and ears. And unfortunately, the ears of terrified animals for over 2,000 years. The evolution and the long life of the firework is a true story.
TrueStoriesPodcast.com.